Dictation for Wilbur Mottry, Wilbur Mottry Jr., date of birth. This is a follow visit, date of service is 3/23/2022, date of accident is 1/20/2021, date of birth 3/23/1947. The patient Wilbur Mottry was a victim of automobile accident when he was T-bone on the passenger side as a resting driver, leading to headaches, focused in the back part of the head, and loss of equilibrium. In addition, patients start having seizure pain in the right hand with the difficulty in moving the thumb, pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right arm involving third, fourth finger, and some pain in the right ankle due to the brake pedal issue. The patient has been followed up by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Harty, who provided a new kind of braces. He has Dr. Dudar, who has cleared him for his treatment plans, and we are going to ask for clearance from Beaumont Hospital about him. Currently, patient reports that he is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7. He does not report any radiculopathy to the right arm, and his pain in the right thumb has improved. His range of motion of the right thumb has improved. The patient has ankle brace, and he has seen a foot doctor. His pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 7 to 8, with the ability to lift the shoulder up to 120 degrees abduction without pain, beyond which there is pain. The patient reports that his ADLs, the pain level is varying from 6 to 7, and 20% improvement are reported. ADLs are affected in the area of general activity 7, and rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports headaches with difficulty sleeping and depression. He denies any vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, blackouts, fainting. There's no ear ringing, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any confusion or disorientation or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness in the left shoulder, neck and the lower back, as well as pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck and the left shoulder. He has some pain in the right wrist and hand because of the thumb injury, which is improving. Ankle and foot on the right has improved 60%. In the GI, there is a constipation and blood in the stool, but no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no digestive problem in contents of the bowel, no stomach pain or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency of urination, painful urination or blood in the urine. In the respiratory, patient has a chronic chest pain with the shortness of breath, but possibly related to the accident, and no asthma, trouble breathing or fractures. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same with no improvement, and there are no changes in the last 30 days in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco 7.5. Substance abuse. Patient reports that there is no substance abuse except alcohol. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 160/83, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous of 2/10/2022. Dictation number is 0228-050. Kindly use the general review, the spine examination, and the extremity examination only. Diagnosis remains the same, plan of care. We are going to contact Dr. Dudar for his clearance for further treatment. He is being provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 and Flexil 10 at night for sleep, water and gel 3% daily for pain relief topically, Norco 7.5 325 once a day for 15 days is being provided. He'll be brought back to schedule 3, Talma 3 or since his accident is an old accident. However, his MRI is just found positive, and the gentleman has a tear in the right ankle. There is a separated cyst and a swelling of the associated edema, soft tissue edema, anterior to the gastrocnemius muscle, and degenerative changes the ankle without active fractures and dislocated or noted. Addition is advised to connect with the orthopedic surgeon for this finding. He should continue wearing a ACE bandage and an ankle brace. MRI of the left shoulder, which is dated April 1st, 2021, shows rotator cuff tear in the supra and infraspinatus muscles, along with complete tearing and retraction of supraspinatus tendons. Glenoid labrum tear is reported, bicep tendon incomplete tear is reported. The patient has been advised to connect with the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Sam Hawkins, so that it can be fixed. The MRI in the lumbar spine shows a anterior listosis of L3 to L4, narrowing of L3-4, L5, S1 intervertebral disc spaces, hypertrophic spurring at L5 S1, bulging disc at L2-3 with herniated disc, mass effect on the thecal sac, facet degenerative changes. L3-4, there is a bulging disc with flattening of the ventral aspect of thecal sac and facet degenerative changes. L4, L5, mild bulging disc and facet degenerative changes. At L5 S1, there is a herniated disc with mass effect of the thecal sac, facet degenerative changes are present. Patient is advised and will benefit from physical therapy, which he has already done, and further injections, LESI, times 4 to 6, to bring him a reasonable relief with the cortisone injections. In the cervical spine MRI, dated April 1, 2021, it is found that C3-4, there is a bulging disc with a superimposed central herniated disc facing the subarachnoid space. C4-5, there is a broad-based bulging disc that affecting the subarachnoid space. C5-6, there is a posterior right paramedian herniated disc with mass effect on spinal cord. C6-7, there is a bulging disc with the effacement of subarachnoid space. C7 and T1, there is a bulging disc. The patient is again advised as an option of CESI to bring relief to him in his condition without resorting to surgery. And patient has not done these injection treatments for a while, in last 1 year, and hence they are advised significantly they will bring relief up to 80% and improve his healing, decrease the pain, as well as decrease the need for any surgery. His ADLs will get better, and radiculopathy signs will get better. The patient is referred to Dr. Sam Hockey for a right ankle sprain and for the left shoulder rotator cuff tear. Hopefully, he'll need a surgery for the shoulder, and he may avoid surgery for the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Once the patient has the clearance on the record, thank you. He does have a issue with a bradycardia, and we want to make sure that we have taken all the precautions for that. Thank you. I'll be seen in 15 days' time.